Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'll start the show with a song. Knew you. That's a song that's being offered by Duane Lee Hepner, founder of the New Presentation, the wonderful Worldwide Educators, the author of the Adventurers series of books that are available at lulu.com, or if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube, or if you're trying to find her, you'll probably be able to see about getting some PDFs of the books and other information. Today, is an attempt to try to help guide people, whoever's listening, to wake up and remember why we came here into these psych realms and find some guidance to learn how to earn our way out of these psych realms into the real universes where there's real freedom instead of the implied freedom we have here in these psych realms. And to where there's real love instead of the stuff we think is love here in these psych realms, this emotional stuff. Today I'll read a little bit of one of the new books by Duane the Great Writer. This is The Real Far Country. It's called New Book 3. And let's see what it says here, so you can decide whether you want to check out the new presentation in the Adventurist series of books for yourself. Scene 8, Foreverness with the All Is. My dream visions were now very intense with all that I had gone through for years. I was now in so many different worlds and dimensions with so much untold knowledge that it was hard for me to relate much of what I had experienced to my physical life. For the most part, I was a surfer, then later on was in construction, which gave me a lot of freedom on the earth to do what I wanted. It really was hard for me to relate to what Rebazar was telling me about my future, and that I would be a writer like Paul. That's Paul Twitchell, who's the founder of the organization called Ekinkar. I can imagine that it is hard for those who will be reading this to realize where I am and in what time frame. But one must understand that there is no time of events with what I was experiencing. I have never written down dates or even places because to me it doesn't matter. All I care about is the real experiences. When we enter into the higher levels of the real side, we are not concerned with the past or future, because everything we can have is always now. Even with our physical life, the present has nothing to do with the all-isness reality. With the true reality, each successive moment is ever so much better and more alive. But to explain this to a person who has no real experience, they will merely shrug it off as a funny story of sorts. I can understand this, and so I always suggest a person first read one of my books and then decide if they want to go for this adventure. As I was sitting on my bed one night and drawing some cartoon characters, I could see a faint wisp of a shadow in my room. I immediately got the impression it was Ursha, and I even heard her laugh. Ursha's a mermaid, a real mermaid. Ha ha, you can see me. I thought I could fool you, she said as she giggled. I put the body down and flew above my house to meet her, as she was floating in the nighttime air. I could see you drawing again. Why don't you draw some pictures of me? She asked. I don't want anyone to know about you, I said. Oh, that doesn't matter. Most people are so human, they won't pay. Attention anyhow, she said. I can see that, but if someone asked me about you, I might be a little nervous to say something, I said. Don't worry, Dwayne. No one will ever see me anyhow, because you and the boys, that's the universal guides, or some of them, are the only ones who do. The Earth people have very little imagination when it comes to having real fun, she said. Okay, just for you, and I will keep it between my mattress where no one can find it, I said. Good. I am excited to see it. For now, let's go to the beach and play in the water. We can go where the surf is always good on the real side. I have been with my sisters today, and now it's your turn, she said. We flew off into the sky for a ways until we spotted the perfect place to land on the deserted beach. From overhead, I could see miles upon miles of beachfront with huge green palm trees lining the shore. I liked the view from up here as we sailed down to the sand. This is the perfect spot for us, said Lou as we stood. Look at the surf here. It is so perfect with no one out except those dolphins out there, I said as I stared. Those are our new friends, Dwayne. They came to play with us, so let's go and swim with them, she said as we both walked in the shallows and swam out to the dolphins. The water was so perfectly clear and light blue, just like in a picture postcard. The dolphins were jumping around and making their funny sounds as Ursha and I came up to them. I had to laugh at their antics. They are speaking to us, Dwayne. They can see we are their friends and they want to play, she said. The dolphins nodded their heads up and down as they agreed with Lou and made their giggly sounds as they dove down and came back to the surface. I gave one of them a hug, then held onto his fin. He began to take me in a big circle around Lou as she watched us and laughed. What a great place this is, and no one else around. The sky was so clear and blue, and the sun shined all over the watery surface like sparkling diamonds of precious light. Lou and I played for the longest time with the dolphins, then swam back to the shore. We got out of the water and walked along the beach for the longest time. This is our life, Dwayne. You and I are so alike that we are the same awareness together. We have known each other for untold lifetimes. and went through our own experiences to finally end up here as we are. As you fulfill what you are on earth to do, you will add to our experiences and especially our awareness of the real universes. You and I will go on forever into the vastness of the all is and continually explore the uncharted, unseen areas of the true reality, she said. That sounds fun, miss. No more school or working for a living, but exploring and having fun wherever we are, I said, and at that moment it started to rain. Look, the sky is clear, but it is raining. It is all the trees and vegetation of this island. They are calling up to the skies for water, and so it rains for them, she said. Wow, that is cool. I don't see a cloud in the sky, yet here is all this water coming down, I said. Yes, this is the way life is. It listens as we listen to it. All our needs are met as we become more aware and capable of understanding the true reality. This is why Rebazaar is giving you an intensive course on what has been taking place on Earth for the longest time. Humans have the ability to form their own consciousness, but in doing so, they usually exile themselves from what is real. To many, the idea of consciousness is an ultimate position, like that of the mind and what a person can think and create. Here again is the stages all of us have went through to become aware now. Everything in human history has led up to this very moment, and what we have experienced in all those past lives is a platform of reference and nothing more. Humans are always afraid, which is why there will always be those who set themselves up to be above others and dominantly rule. They are actually afraid to be equal and real. Because each person has their own experiences, there is always so many different ideas and attitudes with humans and their limited awareness of life. You and I are not interested in such silliness, she said. You are right. I like being here with you on our own island together, I said, as she motioned for us to fly in the sky, and then we flew into another dimension. We were soon over Rebazaar's hut as Ursha waved me goodbye for now, and I sailed downward. It was dawn in the high mountains as the colorful display of the rising sun portrayed itself to a new day. Being all alone in this vast place, I could feel the enlistment of every moment that was taking place. I landed on the surface and walked into Rebazaar's little hut as he was standing there. Rebazaar sat himself down on the hard dirt floor and started right in. I will now take up the rest points with the all is. The people that are taught the ways of static religion think of their heaven as a place where eternity continues their great joy and happiness. This is not altogether so. There are actual rest points between certain periods in eternity. All eternity is a series of stops and starts, a continued action of motion in which the cycles run on for many ages. These ages continue for centuries, according to time, before they reach a rest point. They must reach a stop in order to gather momentum to move along to the next point. All eternity is on the move, moving forward, not into a future out of the past, but always in motion in the present, actually the ever-nowness. None of us age in the unseen universes. Our life is always in the now. This is an interesting point to consider, living in the now, which is hard while living on this level, but it must be done. Because without living in the now of reality, your insight will vanish quickly and you will be lost in the phenomena to the gods of fabrication. The only thing the little finite mind can compare with eternity is an endless, immeasurable period of time. Eternity is many times confused with reality, which is the nowness of invented time. The isness or the nowness is used to refer to the true being. The nowness is closer to eternity than any descriptive words to describe the everlasting. The isness of the great reality is much more a term we can use to describe the eternal being of all that is. On the other hand, nowness is more or less a stillness of motion, a quieting in the present moment. From stillness, we now receive the opportunity to live forever in this present moment. Within time is movement from point to point, a starting point, a duration, and eventually an end, but real nowness supersedes all of time and space, because there is only really now. The creative mind of man has created for himself a horror in the sense of time, because time is negative and destructive, belonging to the gods of man. Mankind has invented gods that are all fallacies, and invents the rules and regulations that his gods want him to obey, all of which are traps in time and space and have nothing to do with reality. Movement is also associated with time, which differs from being isness. The nowness of being isness is the real position. In reality, where movement need not exist, but only realness, which is always now. I will now demonstrate this to you. We will do the new you session. By doing so, we position ourselves in this nowness, said Rebazar as he closed his eyes. As I sat and started to use the real sound, the scene around me instantly changed. All three of us were standing in what seemed to be nothingness, a rather gray area with apparition-like ghosts gently floating by us that were definitely unrecognizable. I have chosen a neutral position for us to start from, because this is how things in the first three levels really appear until something is decided within you to make it into whatever you want it to be. We will now enter the universal files as a real experience. All around us are these files, and so let's go into the formation of the earth as it really was, said RT. And in that very instant, I saw him disappear, and then Paul and I were pulled along with him like zap. We were all instantly in a scene of a huge, gnarly turbulence. The wind was blowing, the ground was trembling, and I could see the ocean with huge, distorted waves crashing everywhere. The sky was filled with very dark, brooding clouds, and there were gigantic lightning bolts going every which way. It was kind of awesome and neat in its own way. This is the Earth in the beginning, as it was trying to figure itself out. The lower forces are in a chaos of deciding what things will be. The dualistic forces do not want to conform to anything but their own nature, which is unruly. Eventually, the configuration of all this became so. And then the Earth turned out to be a beautiful place to live. At some point, the planet was seeded, and not in the way that is told by the belief systems. The Earth is a young planet, and there have been others from other worlds who have been around for eons. I'm showing you all of this because it is better to see it firsthand how things were and how simple and real the Earth was at one time. Of course, this place is a testing ground and really nothing more, because a person can only live so long here, and then everything must go through its cycles and take on a transformation of expansion for a better position. The scientific minds try and calculate how many years from the very beginning of this world and how old this planet is. There are varying degrees of ideas and realities involved here, and not just what has become scientific facts. A person can determine whatever they want to with their senses, but they seldom take into account all the unseen forces that also affect what is taking place on this physical level. From mankind's beginning in a body with these times, he has struggled to find a real point of reference to himself, even though he has collected a huge amount of experience from all his past lives. We are all the accumulation of our own views, ideas, imaginings, and down-to-earth lifestyles. These are merely a starting point to reference, then to move ever onward into something totally unknown and unseen. Then Rebus our motion for us to proceed, and as we did, another dimension opened up, and we were at a place where everything was so perfect as the Earth could get, that is. The surroundings were all lush with the cleanest air, and the sky was a radiant blue. It was so clear. Rebus our motion for us to look in the distance, and as Paul and I did, I could see a huge tree that suddenly appeared. It looked to be over 100 feet high, and the greenery of the leaves actually shimmered in the bright sunlight. I began to get an impression from this experience as I continued to stare at it. I looked over at Rebazar, and he smiled at me, then nodded his head a bit, as he was confirming the impressions I was getting. Paul was smiling with me as he seemed to know what was taking place as all of us watched this wonderful tree. The tree of life, as it is on this world, my friends. It is a new beginning for those who will soon arrive, he said as he laughed a bit as he looked at us. I was wondering about all of this, and suddenly I began to realize I was in those moments when the start of mankind came to be on the earth. For just a moment, I considered the idea of Adam and Eve, which all of us have grown up with. Let's see. But then there came another stronger impression that seemed to make more sense. And as I was about to fully see it, there appeared something in the sky. Yes, now you too know what really took place in the beginning of this world. And now you also see how mankind has been misled into believing in something that is all a fallacy of superstition and hocus pocus and nothing else. Rebazar said, as he motioned for us to continue forward into another dimension. We moved into another position with the universal files. We were now on a mountain and overlooking a huge continent below. I could see many cities and different lands, as though everything on the earth was all spread out before us. It was all like a giant map. I could see how mankind had developed and was now living a better life than what he went through in the caveman era. Then the scene transformed, and there became battles in various places on this giant map. We moved into the scene of what was taking place, and I could see men on horses at the head of armies, and how they were leading others into battle. You are now seeing the beginning of how some of the royalists were formed. It has taken lifetimes, and some of the royalists of the modern world have made their way up through takeovers and destruction. Some made their way with their means of doing business, but then the most ruthless would take from those who had the most. All of this confrontation has went back and forth for thousands of years until there is what exists today, said Rebazar as he moved us into another dimension where I saw what appeared to be a huge building-like church. It was a giant structure, and there was more to it than I could see. I felt the presence of this place, as it was rather ominous with dreadedness. The Empire of Four Believers. What you are seeing is a monument for those who have built their lives for the lives of others. It is a fine piece of architecture, so much so that all who come here and worship cannot see past its walls. From the beginning, as you have seen, to this very moment when men drove other men into the ground to be slaves for what would seem an eternity. During all of this time, there could have been so much more shared that had value, but there are always those who want to erect gods from nothing and have them cover the hearts and minds of those who have little knowledge of reality, said Rebazar. Then everything disappeared, and we were once again standing outside of Rebazar's hut. We then walked inside and sat as Rebazar spoke. As mankind became over-inventive and then bored with so many of his toys, he went to the total control and power of dominating others. He eventually called upon the false gods of destruction to back him in his quest to make his fellow man followers and slaves to invented ideas such as official documentation that would bind the mental and emotional forces within each person and keep them unaware and subordinate to a controlled will of subliminal obedience. Now that you have seen how this place has started, you are also seeing how it will once again end up, because the rulers of the earth do not see what they are doing. Atlantis is a good example, where they were very advanced and then destroyed themselves. Like I have said, mankind does not pay attention to his own history and learn from it. The human mind is still deciding that it knows best. Yet look at the earth today. Who are the great ones that will provide a cure? No one except the real universal guides with the real position. This is where the two of you come in. Those that you meet and who you will be teaching will have the opportunity to become involved with what we are doing. Of course, there will always be those who will stick with their old considerations that seem so safe to them. Not realizing that their old considerations that seem so safe to them. Not realizing that the earth is not a safe place to be, said Rebazar as he smiled at us. That was great, I said, as Paul and I laughed. Rebazar laughed and said, I am glad that you enjoyed it, and now I will continue. Columbus was right in disputing the theory that the world was flat, but he was not talking about the real universes beyond the gods of man, which are flat. The suns that hang in the skies of those worlds you have visited have no movement. They need none. It is because there is no night beyond the third level. They do not need darkness. There is no need for rest and sleep to those who have their being in the great reality. They are taken care of. In those wondrous high universes, no darkness is available. You can move forward in an unceasing activity and never be fatigued as you are on Earth with a physical body. This is a strange paradox, because man thinks of eternity in the terms of time and space and events. Since there truly is no time in eternity, there is also no space in eternity. Neither of these relative qualities exist in the real universes of the All Is. Anywhere above the Brahm Lok, where the Lord God resides, time and space are the phenomena of the lower three levels only. This is the test for the unaware soul to realize what else there is besides the temporary situations that it resides in according to time and space. Until the real you realizes this, it is trapped by the gods of phenomena who use time and space to create their illusion. Nothing exists in the real far country except what each being wants to exist. Since the great reality occupies its entire isness, when you become a part of it, you are occupying its isness. You are it already. There is no need for any space because you are everything now. Now I will show you how this works. All of us will stand together and decide a destination. Dwayne, I know that you want to see something special, said RT as he looked at me with a smile. I laughed and said, I would like to go and see the great shaft of light of the Is as it comes to Earth. Rebazar smiled and said, concentrate on the new you and we will be there. I kept saying the new you within myself until I was aware of the area where the transfer of the golden reality takes place. As I looked around, several other light beings became apparent as Rebazar, Paul and I stood and watched them appear. We are all here, my good friends, said Rebazar. Welcome, Yabal Sakabi, Phoebe Quance, and Gopal Das. We are all here to see. the new nowness of the future view as we know it to be. As all of us greeted each other and a slight wind started to move across the wide openness, there was a slight sound that occupied the gentle breeze. The entire scene was rather ethereal and strange compared to the normal life back in Orange County. I really like being anywhere besides having to do construction. As I was watching the others and what they were being aware of, a small and subtle light appeared in the overhead sky. At first, the light looked like a huge star in the distance, but it was different in a way of how it was slowly getting bigger. I began to laugh to myself as I watched, because I felt so happy. Everyone else was smiling as they watched with me. Soon, the brilliance was taking up most of the sky, and then it created a shaft of huge light that gently made its way down to the ground, where it then spread itself outward. I was overwhelmed by the entire scene. I stood and watched in awe. "Look, my friends, look into the light," said Yabble, as he pointed to the center of the shaft of dazzling purity. The golden reality of the All Is. It is here to meet with the golden warriors from the You Is, said Gopal as he motioned to Paul and I. I was very surprised as he pointed to me. I was here and in the entire experience, but it was all like such a dream that is real and happening now. Look. Look into the real light, Paul and Dwayne, said Phoebe, as he smiled at us with his outward gesture. Suddenly, there began to appear a pair of apparition-like figures in the light. As the images began to clearly present themselves, they became Paul and I. As I looked closely and stared into the light at the two of us, I was rather frozen at what I was seeing. This was so far out. I was seeing myself as a very young being. I was so flawless and real. It was as though it was all too real, something past what I could even consider myself to be. Here I was, a future view, as I was witnessing myself from something other than any consideration I have ever known. I felt a true and real assurance with what was taking place, as with all the experiences I have had like this. "Ha, ha, ha," said Rebazar. "You are surprised to see the true future, which is now." The outer world has decided what it has and what it wants, and you get to see what is real. Those who agree to the space-time formulas will not see the transparency of all the worldly events as you two can. For Paul and you, this is your reality now, so very real that none but you can see it. The two of you will go out into the world of humans and be so special. All of us stood for the longest time. Then Rebazar motioned for us to enter the center of light. And as we did, there suddenly appeared thousands upon thousands of real universal guides in their light bodies all around us and covering the huge entire area. The images of Paul and I faded as we came near ourselves, and we seemed to take the place of them. We both stood in the light and laughed at the experience. I felt like a young child in the rain. I had been here before, but this is all I wanted, to be in the real light all the time. My dream is to be like the Is, pure. After a while, the light faded and the real guides disappeared. Rebazar smiled, and after a few moments, we faded back into the Himalayan scene inside his hut. And he continued, "Nothing can occupy the same space except two beings. This being true, there is no space in the great beyond. Nor do you travel in the vastness of the real universes, because there is no need to do so. In eternity, there are rest points. These rest points are concerned with start, change, and stop of the real you. This is all there is to the nowness of eternity, because time is an illusion. We are always up against the illusion of time in the lower worlds, but not in the real universes of the all is. Living in this world, the real you must have survival of some kind or you cannot exist here. You would go down into the worlds below and have to work your way up again. So we have rest points in the unseen worlds. Being as there is no space there, you fill the world as does the great reality itself. You must learn to survive through these rest points. You do not travel, but you mock up a cycle of action and observe it as the all is does. This is one of the postulates you have to carry out or you do not survive in reality. What I mean is, if you wish to have a picture of another section of the universes, you do not need to travel there. All you have to do is just simply observe it. This idea is so simple, and yet it's a mystery to most. Let's say that you are sitting on top of the Empire State Building in your light body, and you want to see San Francisco. Is there any reason to travel there to see what is taking place? No, there isn't. You are a being of everything. The great reality itself. So all you have to do is observe what is taking place from where you are at. You simply decide that you are going to bring the reality of the city to you. If you're able to detach yourself from the mental stream and look into it, you can see all things. You are also to be concerned with another quality known as here-ness. Before, we had is-ness and now-ness. These are the trinity of the great reality. Is-ness is the creative moment. Now-ness is the present, the preservation of the moment. And here-ness is the present state of life. Is-ness is not creativity as we know it on this level, but the reality which is knowingness. Hence, I know, I perceive this knowingness, and I live in the present state of knowingness, which is real now. Of course, I am speaking from the end result when I give you the real position to be in. It will take the both of you a lot of real experience to know exactly how to do this. This is what we do. We teach those we can trust and who will safeguard the entrances to the higher levels, because there are very few who are permitted there. A person must have the strongest and most real attitude about all of life. And not just the curiosity most humans have. Nearly all people take things for granted in their own lives and have no real concern for anything else, because most people are far too encumbered with the fear of the unknown. We help strip away the tap lines and all the misconceptions a person has been raised with. To get to the depths of this trinity, I have to get into causation. There is the formulation of the Christian Trinity, which is physical, emotional, mental. Notice their positions are from the earth and then along the lines of the astral and mental realms, where their appointed deities reside. This is their spiritual identity, because they have decided it to be so, because they claim the spiritual idea as theirs, along with the other systems that work with the same means. They have created the limitations to all they have decided. The Hindu Trinity is the forces of nature, which is their spiritual idea. A close examination of the religious cultures of the world will provide proof as to what level of life they are really connected to and who rules over them. The rulers of these systems have made sure that their followers are bound in mental and emotional attachments, so that if they could even consider exploring beyond the illusionary boundaries that have been set up for them, the individual renegade will be bombarded with guilt and other engrams that keep them stuck to the lords of karma. First and foremost, we have the true trinity of the is, which are the qualities denoting the present state of life as it truly is. This, of course, differs from the world religious views, which are under the Lord God, the Kalam's mass of rulers and controllers. With this simple comparison, you can see what the real guides present and teach, which is far beyond the spiritual ideas of man and what so many religions and cults use. We are only concerned with the true reality and the more so position, not mental imaginings and superstition to hold people to certain ideas that do not unfold to anything, but a continuous line of rules and regulations and emotional comfort and discomfort. Real experience and the sound wave have value and continue to expand a person into the real universes of endlessness. Can the religions of the world say this? No, they cannot, because they have no idea what exists beyond their mind and their mind gods. They will flat out deny that any such thing can or does exist, because they do not want people to explore and find out for themselves what is real. And so they will curse you if you try. Their area of drama is always the debating of everything they decide accordingly, and all else is of their enemy, the devil. The world systems, which I call the rep systems, religious, educational, political, and social, put up with many of the disobediences of their followers and the other non-believers, because they know that if there is a strict adherence to their controlling methods, their followers will retaliate. So they must display a form of compassion to show they understand, so their support will continue. Also, they like to create social and worldwide diversions, which get people into a sympathetic role of conforming to their cause. This is how laws are enacted to justify their dominance. Since we are not dealing with time and space and mental definitions in the upper worlds, then we must work with a set of abstracts founded on experiences based upon the nowness of everything. This is where things become really fun for all of us, because we are in the real light of life and living clean without any attitude of a downward pull. Causation is a matter of starting a cycle of action, because you are always in a creative cycle which starts changes and stops with each rest point. The next factor shows us that in the higher upper region, all of us work with free will and never under a mechanical law. Each being is their own positioned reality and need never interfere with another. On this earth world, each one of us carries their own cause with them, and like a shower of rain, each carries their own rainbow. If I change my speed of motion, I create a new cause for myself, just as I step a few spaces into a rainy shower. I acquire a new rainbow for myself. Relativity teaches there is no cause except for defective insight. In other words, not seeing things properly. This is why the earth still has so much turmoil, because there are those who want to control others and nature. Instead of looking for an understanding and a new view. Again, the masses are marketed into emotional control and not reality. Causation in the real universes is relative, and here the nature of all things is accuracy and precision. To understand this real position is to more so see past just the literal sense one has been established with. Newness is omitted by the real you to include only that which it is doing. And it doesn't have anything to do with another being. All you tunes are moving in space according to their own pattern, but never crashing or interfering with one another, except with the various bodies they carry, which are always outside of them. There is strictly no causal behavior in the upper universes, and therefore the law of karma is not included. These are subjective factors unknown to the minds of men who are still unaware of reality. The subjective factor is not included in any system of reference. It cannot be fully deterministic in the control of ignorance phenomena. If we wish to emancipate the material world, we must emancipate the mind also, which is partly made up of what we call self-elements and real particles. Being is not the cause of becoming, because it already is. Causation is one of the categories of thought. A person is not actually born when they come out of the female body, because they do not know then that they are born. You are actually born when you become aware of your birth, when you become aware that you are now. In time and space, we relate to a time and date when we are born. Also astrologically, but the real birth takes place when we first become aware of ourselves as more than just physical, hence self-awareness to start with. It is being aware that makes the difference. The relation of cause and effect is not something found in nature, but is rather a characteristic of the way in which we regard nature with our awareness. The apparent indeterminism of the particle becomes meaningless, and determination of the energy wave has nothing to do with the course of objective nature. This is the way that it works in reality. Of course, of objective nature. The real you works with particles of reality, the sound light wave, and the waves of newness to create a cycle of action for itself. These are actually new wave pictures. The U-tune changes its wave pictures to bring itself to another rest point. There is no destruction of the wave pictures, for they are shared among the millions of beings in this world. I possess a large number of new wave pictures, and so do many others all over this realm. There is no changing or deviation of these pictures, but a shifting of them among the various light beings who are working from the rest point to rest point in eternity. The reality is put together to make a new wave picture, or a newness unit, which is actually the rest point. These points are similar to events in this world we can each experience here. On this earthly level, we are always going from one event to another, or experiencing certain events in our lives daily. There are actually no new events in this world. All experiences have been experienced by someone at some time throughout the isness of the human race. It is possible to have every possible experience of man, provided you have the time, willpower, and motivation. All you need to do is rise above the negative, restrictive power flow within this level and make contact with whatever event you are seeking. It is real experience that makes the real you adapt yourself to this world and rise into the worlds and the upper universes. The experiences in the real universes are not too much different from the ones that exist here, as they are simply more refined with more light or these picture waves. The main difference between the upper region wave pictures and those of the lower realms is simply the degree of refinement and the freedom of will in the upper worlds. We work with using the new wave pictures for rest points in eternity, for the sake of bringing newness to ourselves instead of moving to the newness point. It's rather hard to get this across to the average mind, because in the unseen worlds, we have little need of motion unless we desire it. Desire is something that we do not need at all, because we are totally taken care of in the real sound light reality. Also, we are in the dominating joy and happiness of being in an absolute position of being is-ness, and with the great reality itself. The relation of cause and effect cannot be applied to the reality in the real universes of sound and light. Causation has no meaning in the lower worlds apart from change. And as the succession is relative, causation is merely an appearance. It is certainly useful within the limits of experience, but it really cannot be regarded as anything of absolute validity. The basic elements of life in the real universes are succession, new wave pictures, and rest points. All of these are working within the three abstracts of isness, here-ness, and nowness. All of these rest within the basic framework of reality itself. Once you have completely understood the true reality that life is, then you can free yourself from the illusions of the first three levels. The main idea here is to break through the shackles that hold you to the lower levels so that you can enter the real universes and have the rest of your days in reality. Once the real guide comes into your life, You are assisted beyond your restraints until you are free from here. Causation cannot be continuous. It cannot exist except in that time occupied by the line drawn across the succession. And since time is not a time, but a mere abstraction, the cause itself can be no better. It is unreal, a non-entity, and a whole succession of the world consists of these non-entities. This is much the same as to suppose that solid things are made of points and lines and surfaces. These are fictions, and useful for some purpose, but still fictions they remain. As cause here must be a real event, in the real universes, there is no fragment of real time in which it can be real. Causation is, therefore, not continuous in the levels above. And so, it is not causation, but merely the appearance of it. What I have described entails a variety of views for you to understand your relationship with the true reality, the all is. So, for most, what I am explaining to you is not for the outside world, but only for those who have had a large degree of real experience. To the next person, what I have presented is a philosophy. Ribazar motioned for us to take a break, and so all of us went outside and walked around. While Paul and Ribazar talked, I walked around and looked at the huge mountains and stared at the blue sky. As I was looking into the sky, I suddenly saw Ursha sitting on a cloud and waving at me. For a moment, I wanted to fly up to her and then remembered I was not in my physical body, and so I did fly up to her. "Hello, Dwayne. I have been waiting for you. You boys are taking a break from the drill, huh?" she said. "Oh, yes, I am having a lot of visions while Ribazar is talking to us. I can see different images appear, which I am learning to better associate with," I said. "Are you seeing me in those visions of yours?" she asked as she laughed. "Well, there is a mystery about some of what I am seeing, so that must be you, huh?" I asked. "Of course, there is a part of you that is having fun with me while you are with Ribazar and Paul at the same time," she said as she giggled. "Wow, that's so cool. I seem to be everywhere," I said. "There are so many endless dimensions on each level, but for the most part, most people will only relate to a very few, those that seem to be most real to them from where they are basically residing with their real awareness. You are being shown so much more than you can even perceive at this time, but eventually, all of you will catch up to what Ribazar is giving you. The biggest part of what he is teaching you is not sensed or seen by the lesser awareness of yourself, because it exists in a one-dimensional arena all its own." Let's see. "It takes lifetimes to encompass what the real guides install in a person," she said. "Do you see me being too smart for Earth people when I bring this knowledge out?" I asked. "What I see is how wonderful you will be." "You are going to go through a lot, because almost everyone you will come to know will not understand you. The same will be of Paul, because the two of you are very exceptional, like Ribazar and the rest of the boys. You will experience what others will only dream of, but never have, because they are not willing to have the heart it takes, nor the real courage. This is a very exceptional time period you and Paul are in. The earth people are being given this brief opportunity because there is an opening for it. In centuries past, people were hunted and destroyed for knowing too much and were branded as witches and devils. It is all different today, but then again, you will have a huge challenge of getting through the gross thickness of the created consciousness most people love so dearly. I will always be with you, and we will ride this adventure together, and that is the best part, she said. I considered everything Lou said as I looked into her beautiful face as she smiled at me. As always, it was all such a dream I was in. I would say that when I relate this to others, it will all seem like such a dream to them. As I looked at her, she began to fade, which meant Rebazar was once again ready to continue. In the real universes, there is no unity. There is no logic or any logical relation of necessity for any cause whatever, nor mental definition. The concepts of the metaphysical systems of causality as necessary and indispensable are absurd. It implies the possibility of logic as something which doesn't exist, and this is certainly true when you get off the earth level and begin soaring into the real universes. Any form of logic does not exist there. Therefore, when you use rest points in eternity, it doesn't for one moment mean that you are falling out of a mechanical pattern of behavior. It is simply brings you an opportunity to be resourceful on your own. The great reality lives within its own reality. So therefore, you are expected to make and live within your own made-up reality. These ideas are simply postulates. Freedom in this world simply means making your own postulates and living by them or not. On Earth, you have to live by the laws or postulates which others make for the good of the whole. But in this day and age, so much of that has changed. The reason being, this is simple. The weak must have some defense against the strong, but with the further awareness of what is taking place in the world today, you have the so-called powerful taking advantage of everything they can. During this lifetime and into their afterlife, they will be dealt with under the lords of karma and their gods of retribution. But now that you have become aware of the real universes, the same idea isn't true, because all those that have already crossed over beyond the illusions of the space gods are as strong as everyone else in the true realities. In the real universes, there are no weak beings, and so therefore no one needs defending. And so each new can make their own postulates and live together without the slightest harm or damage to one another. In the real universes, you do not need anything because you live on the music from the is, the sound wave. Reality is so much different from the earth because here you have to take care of a body and continuously try to make it run smoothly until it really becomes bothersome at an older age. The reality of the real universes does not exhibit any tension or age at all. As you begin to journey upward from the earth, you will find the creativeness is an effort that pertains to the lower worlds. And the finer creations in reality are effortless and fun. The idea is the less resistance it has to overcome, the better the creation. The free movement of life without resistance is a wonderful experience which we find only in self-expression. Hence, the movement has no definite end to aim at or achieve. Real freedom is the complete transcendence of the lower worlds. To obtain a better understanding of what is termed eternity, I will go into the divisions again. These are the real universes of sound and light, the highest of all, Kalam, Brahmanda, the second region, the highest heaven of the belief systems, and the Lord God, the astral realm, the first heaven of man, and the physical realm, the lowest division, which is the gross material level. You must remember that eternity or immortality is one of those things which we can't talk about directly. We have to work around it and get an understanding of it by knowing what it is not, rather than what it is. Your experience on the earth is the same way. You must learn what is not real, and then eventually you will realize what is real. The true realities of the all is are just too extreme. And beyond the mind vehicles humans must deal with, the mind and emotions imply restriction and expansion, as the real you can only be real now. That's some of the Real Far Country, new book 3 of the Adventurist series by Dwayne the Great Writer, available at lulu.com. You can find out about the new presentation by going to www.worldwideeducators.com. And
hey there.
So check out the projects that the new presentation has in development. See if you want to find out about what it's all about. I guess I'll just end the show for now. See ya.